CD 8, Instant Rejuvenation with Quantum Healing, Module 22, The Story Behind Quantum Healing. The question may come up as to what to use quantum healing for. Seems obvious, actually. But allow me to make a few suggestions. This is a technique that I've taught to professional healthcare providers for many years, indeed decades, to relax a person so that all emotions are more or less neutralized. Now, that can be a valuable asset to both the provider and the patient or the client. When the person comes out of meditation or trance and goes right back in the second time, they go deeper. I've referred to this in a previous module. The third time, deeper still. What about a fourth time and a fifth? Well, that's not necessary, nor do I recommend it. I found three times to be the optimum depth for whatever it is that you're working on. If you're ill or in any pain, then it is recommended that you use quantum healing, because so many people at some time in their lives do go through a trying period. I've included here a meditation from the original master of the alternate healing school, Emile Coué. I'll tell you a little bit about Coué in a moment if you have not heard of him. This takes nothing away from the medical profession and should not replace standard medical care. We always suggest, first and foremost, to go to your doctor when you have a medical problem. Alternate healing methods, such as quantum healing, should only be used as an adjunct to medical care. The creator of alternate healing methods was Emile Coué. Coué was a French pharmacist and psychologist who practiced over 100 years ago. His book, Suggestion and Autosuggestion, caused quite a stir in Europe and in the United States. And the phrase he coined is used even today. You may have heard it. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And that was Emile Coué. Aside from that, and not generally known, Dr. Coué had a long mantra, if you can call it that, that healed tens of thousands of people and made him an international personality and celebrity. More on that in a little bit. Suffice it to say at this time that on the next module you'll find the best way to use quantum healing to its utmost benefit. I'm going to use the depth of meditation to get the most out of Emile Coué's ultimate healing method. Now, tens of thousands of people have attested to its effectiveness, and none of them had the opportunity that you have, that of combining the master healer's method with quantum jumping. But before we get into that, I'd like to tell you a little story about how one of my graduates used Coué's method in a different manner. I was told this story many years ago in the early 80s. I was talking about the seeming miracles that Coué had accomplished, around the year 1910, when a woman in the class held up her hand. The woman, Gladys was her name, a member of an international tire family, she was a story in herself. At the time of the seminar, she was 99 years of age, just shy of 100, and she surprised everyone in the class as to her interest in new things. I nodded to Gladys, and she said, "I knew Emile Coué. It was through him that I found the man I was to fall in love with and be with all of my life." Well, now, that was a story the whole class wanted to hear. It's not often I have someone in the class who has actually seen and spoken to one of these giants that I occasionally speak of. Gladys's eyes half closed as memories poured over her, and she softly spoke. "I was in France, in the town of Nancy, where Dr. Coué lived and practiced. I had gone to him for a pain in my back, and he gave me a cord with 21 knots in it. I was to take the cord in my hand and use it like prayer beads or a rosary. Each time I felt a knot in my fingers, I was to say, 'Every day, in every respect, I am getting better and better. until I had said it 21 times. The knots were to keep track. Well, I did that for 3 days, and suddenly my back pain was gone. I went back to see Dr. Kuei and told him the pain had gone, but he only gave me kind of a Gaelic shrug, as only the French can do, as though to say, well, what did you expect? Oh, she said, I was so young then, so filled with hope and wonder. I don't know why, but I asked. I said, oh, Dr. Kuei, if only these knots could help me find the love of my life, I would be forever grateful. He smiled at that, and he said, but it can. My dear young woman, it is not the knots that do it, but your intent. The knots are like a magnifying glass that brings your intention to the notice of hidden energies. Each time you make a suggestion and feel a knot, a veritable storm of energies fly out into the ether to seek out a like energy to manifest. It's strange, she said, but I seem to recall very clearly his words. A veritable storm of energies fly out into the ether. I didn't understand a word of it, but I wouldn't have parted with that knotted cord for anything. On the ship back to the United States, I played with that knotted cord every day. About halfway home, we were 3 days out, a thought suddenly came to me. It was almost as if Kuei was sending me his thoughts. I took the cord in my hand, felt the first knot, and I said, every day the love of my life is getting closer and closer. I moved the cord through my fingers until I got to the second knot and repeated the words, every day the love of my life is getting closer and closer. I did that 3 times a day for the rest of the journey. Finally, we arrived in New York and docked. There on the dock waiting to meet me were my friends and a few relatives. Among the group was a young man I did not know. He turned out to be the brother of a friend of mine who wanted to see the ship come in. I stood at the rail and waved at my friends, but my eyes were only for the young man standing beside them. Gladys's eyes closed and she was quiet for a long moment. Not a person in that room said a word, all waiting for the end of the story. Finally, her eyes misting, opened, and she continued, I know it's hard to believe, but I fell in love with that young man before I heard him speak, before I knew him, before we were introduced, while I was standing at the rail of the ship, waiting to disembark. Well, we were married and stayed in love for more than 50 years. And I should also tell you that the cord that Dr. Emile Kuei gave me a lifetime ago is still one of my most precious possessions. Well, friends, that was a class that's hard to forget. I often think about Emile Kuei and the methods he used a century ago. Many of the techniques of mine came from his methods. Oh, they've been upgraded and modernized, but the principles are the same. I don't know what Kuei would have said about quantum jumping, but I'm pretty sure he would have understood it in principle. I did a lot of research on Emile Kuei, read everything by and about him, and taught his methods for many years. I even wrote a book about some of his work in 1979 with a graduate and friend. The title, Better and Better. At one point in my investigations, I came upon something that had apparently worked to keep people in good health and overcome many physical as well as more than a few mental problems as well. It was a suggestion meditation that Kuei had developed somewhere around 1898. Basically, his argument was that when the will and the imagination were in conflict, imagination would invariably win. And so if you wanted to be healed, but your imagination was telling you it was useless, unless you got your imagination working with you, you were doomed to be ill. And of course, quantum jumping does take that into consideration, because what we do is work with your imagination. Now, my friend, you are going to be privy to Kuei's original clearinghouse of ills. And even better, we're going to visit Dr. Emil Kuei, who is still alive and well in a parallel universe. Remember that in an infinity of universes, everything can be imagined as happening now. One of those universes, Emil Kuei is at the height of his power. In another, he's a child. In another, well, he is as he is now. So, in the following module, we will jump to a parallel universe, but this time, not to a twin self, but to Emil Kuei's class that he held in the backyard of his home in Nancy, France, under the big tree, where he sat while reading The Clearinghouse of Ills to his patients. Just imagine it all as I guide you to the hallway and back, three times, and then through the door and into a universe where Emil Kuei is still actively practicing his alternate methods of healing and staying in good health.